Blog Talk Radio.
And I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all, all you could ask for, came according to the power that worketh in you.
Anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able.
Coming up shortly. Hope you're all excited, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the season where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, we're excited about that. Y'all should be excited about that. And the fact that we're at the last program of 2020 on Straight to the Point, end of the year programming. We've had a powerful year, ladies and gentlemen. And this is going to be awesome. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that number to call in, 347-843-4559. We want you all to be excited about tonight. 347 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. You guys have been tweeting out all day, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the above. Put that number out there, at least 10 people, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen around the globe. Yeah. Yep. Hey, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, y'all put your hands together for one of the most powerful women on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Henderson is with us right now. Hey, Doc.
Good evening, everyone. Everybody, I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. I'm so glad to be with you guys on tonight. I'm excited about this last Monday of the year 2020. I told you, I don't know about you, but I'm so glad I'm still here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm so glad that you are still here as well. I just want to declare to the heavens, and I want to tell the devil too, that I am still here. We made it. We made it. Hallelujah. There were many that didn't make it, but we were one of the ones who did it. We made it over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to welcome each and every one of you guys to the Straight to the Point. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, for those of you who are going to call back, and for those of you who are listening by way of the internet or by way of live, I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. If you do not know who we are, Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. For we take pride in and we rest in the word of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but he have an everlasting life. I am excited because something big is about to happen for your life. I declare and I decree in the atmosphere on tonight. I stand by faith. I stand in agreement. The Bible says with two or three, stand in agreement, touch and agree that Jesus is in the midst. So tonight, we want to welcome and invite the Holy Spirit in the midst of us on tonight. We're going to do something so different on tonight. We're going to open up the lines for everybody to be able to join. And if Kevin can open up the lines in a few minutes when I tell him to allow everybody to be able to just join, because I'm going to do something different. We're going to put our faith to work on tonight. We're going to come together on one accord and declare and decree some things for what we want manifested in our lives. Hallelujah for our 2021. I believe by faith. I believe that by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, that God has given us the power, the authority, and the dominion over the earth to be able to declare and decree a thing and socially be established. Hallelujah. But I tell you, there's power in agreement. So when we come together on one accord, I'm telling you, all types of things will happen. Demons will shiver. They will be cast out. If we come together on one accord, I'm telling you, any sickness got to dry up and got to be routed out of you. Any disease got to go. When we come together on one accord, I tell you, I declare and I decree, if you're dealing with any type of debt, it got to go. If you're dealing with financial issues, it got to get straight. Hallelujah. If you're dealing with any type of relationship issues, it got to come together and reconcile. When the power of the Holy Spirit is on the line, the blind eyes are open and the lame begin to walk. I don't know where you at in your house, in your apartment, in your car, wherever you at right now, and I just want you to get ready to be able to declare and decree, because death in life is in the power of the tongue, and they that eat the fruit thereof, because something big is about to happen, and it's about to happen for you, and it's about to happen for me. I declare and I decree that it will happen, and it will happen suddenly, it will happen immediately, and it will happen straightway. I declare and I decree, I stand by faith, I believe God. I don't know about you on tonight, but God didn't bring us this far. So many people didn't make it this far, but if God brought you this far, and if you're still living, if you're still breathing, then guess what? God got a plan for your life, and it's powerful, my God. If you made it through 2020, my God, with a sound mind, if you made it through 2020 and you're still breathing, you're still talking, you're still laughing, you're still giving him the praise, tell you that God got something big, something great, something awesome for you. But I believe on tonight, God want us to speak that thing by faith. God want us to speak that thing into existence. We've been talking about, first we talked about restore to blessings, restore to promises. And then last week we talked about manifested blessings. God is about to allow us to walk in manifested blessings. But I believe on tonight that God is about to allow the promises to be fulfilled in your life, in my life, whatever God has promised you. I believe by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that thing is coming to pass. It's coming to pass. And it all depends on your faith. You know, how do you look at the situation? Do you believe it could come to pass right now, or are you waiting for 2 or 3 years from now? My God, I believe that we're in the season where God is ready. I talked about manifesting blessings last week, but I believe that God is ready to fulfill the promises in your life and in my life. So we want to give credit to Jakay McCall for something big. It's about to happen, and it's about to happen for me. Hallelujah. I want you to declare that right now, wherever you at, just declare and decree. Speak it out of your mouth. Shout it out and declare into the heavens, declare in the atmosphere. Something big is about to happen, and it's about to happen for me. And why is that? Because I'm believing in my God. I'm believing in the God that will not lie, that shall not lie, that cannot lie. I'm believing in the sovereign God. I'm believing in the God from everlasting to everlasting. I'm believing in the sovereign God. I'm believing in the majestic God. I'm believing in the awesome God. I'm believing in the unshakable shaker, the unmovable mover, and the unchangeable changer, because he cannot lie. The Bible says that God is not like man, that he shall lie, neither the son of man, that he shall repent. If God made you a promise, my friends, he is well able to perform that promise. He is well able to come through for you. He is well able to come through for me. So I want to give credit to Dietrich Haddon, for he's able. The Bible says, and the song says, that God is able to do whatever he says he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise. He's going to fulfill every promise he has made to you. So you better not give up on God. Hallelujah. You better not give up on God, because he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. And he would never, ever, ever give up on you. He's able. I want to tell somebody on tonight, you may be sitting a little down in your spirit. I just come to speak encouragement into your heart, into your mind. I come to motivate you. I come to stir up the gift, to stir up the gift of faith in your life on tonight, and just to simply tell you that he's able. Hallelujah. He is able. And so what I want to do tonight, I want to open up the lines, and I want everybody that's on the line to speak something. Speak prophetically in the atmosphere. Speak prophetically. Speak what you want. You know, speak what you want. Whatever you're going through, I want you to speak in the atmosphere something prophetically that's going to turn your situation around. And I'm going to be in agreement with you in the name of Jesus. And so that's what we're going to do on tonight. I recognize that we're about to go into 2021. This is the last Monday in 2020. And so I wanted to do something a little different on tonight. I want you to be able to, I know you guys are used to me praying for you, but God said the Lord, they got to speak it. They got to believe it. Amen. So if it hasn't come to pass, you got to speak it. You got to believe it. So I want you to speak it. I want you to speak it in with conviction. I want you to speak it by faith. But before then, I want to just give you a couple of scriptures right quick, just so that you can have and so you can be assured. According to the Bible in Romans 4th chapter, the Bible says that he staggered not at the promises. He's talking about Abraham, who is known as the father of faith, that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully possessed what he had promised, he was able to perform. And remember, I said tonight we're talking about fulfilled promises in the name of Jesus. We're going to speak fulfilled promise. We're going to speak it in Jesus' name and command. We're going to command and put a demand on heaven tonight and demand God to move. My God, the Bible says when he hear your voice, all of heaven shake. Hallelujah. We're going to shake the heavens on tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus and command by the power of the Holy Spirit that our promises will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. And we got to walk in faith. We got to speak boldly and speak by faith. We got to be like Abraham on tonight. God called him the father of faith. God fulfilled that promise in Abraham's life. He was 100 years old. Amen. But God fulfilled that promise. And the Bible says Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God, but he believed God. He was fully persuaded. And on tonight, when you declare and decree, I want you to be fully persuaded. Paul said, I'm fully persuaded in my own mind. Hallelujah. You got to be fully persuaded in your own mind when everybody else doubt, when everybody else walk away, when everybody else say God ain't going to do it, when everybody say that it wasn't God and it ain't God. You got to be fully persuaded in your own mind that God said this thing, that God's going to do this thing, and you got to stand by faith, even if you got to stand alone. Hallelujah. You got to stand by faith and believe God for who he is. Amen. Because he will do it. The Bible says that he is faithful and that he rewards them that diligently seek him. And then I want to go to another scripture in Ephesians 3:20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power. Guess what, friends? That worketh in us. Amen. That's a power. My God. He would do it accordingly. It would be exceedingly according to the power that's in you. So it's all about what you believe. What do you believe? And the power within you is the Holy Spirit. If you wrap your faith around the Holy Spirit, my friends, you can have anything that you ask God for. You can have it because of your faith. Amen. Faith moves mountains. Amen. Glory to God. So on tonight, we're going to believe. We're going to ask by faith. We're going to speak by faith, and we're going to believe that and hold God to his word that he would do it exceedingly. He would do it abundantly. And he would do it above all that we even ask or even think. My God, so that means that anything that you asking God for tonight, he's going to go above and beyond. Hallelujah. So you may be asking God for something, but God got something way higher for you and way greater for you. And just because you ask for what you ask, God said, I'm going to bless you with the higher on tonight. I'm going to bless you with the greater on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm believing God for some great things. Amen. And so I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines on tonight, and I normally don't do this early, so I don't know who we have, but I want you to get on this line, and we're going to go down, and I want you to come on, and I want you to speak by the power of the Holy Spirit. Speak your blessings. Speak it into the atmosphere, and declare a decree in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the line.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We are opening up the lines, and I will mention your last four digits. And if I know your number, we're going to mention your name only as well. All right, Dr. Henson, $17.99, you're live on the air with Doc. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good evening. How are you? God bless you.
Good evening. I'm great. I'm glad you're having this show tonight, and we're starting off, sounding like we're going to start off the new year on a great foot, on the good foot of Jesus. I'm believing in the name of Jesus that I'm a mighty woman of God.
Amen.
That I'm debt free.
Amen.
And I'm an independent business owner, and I am walking in health and wellness.
Amen. And I agree with you. I'm standing in agreement with you in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be unto her in Jesus' name. We speak in the atmosphere that her 2021, that she will walk in manifested blessings and fulfill promises in Jesus' name. God bless you and thanks for calling.
God bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
Amen, Carla. Thanks so much, and we're in full agreement with you in Jesus' name. Sister Mays, you are up on the network. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Henderson and Dr. Vaughn and everyone that is on the line. You know, I just want to first of all respond to this scripture here. The word of the Lord in Ephesians 3:20 that
yes.
says, now unto him that is able to do
yes.
exceedingly abundantly above all
yes.
that we ask
oh.
or think, according to the power
yes.
that worketh
in
us. You know,
yes,
that excites me right there, because that lets me know
yes.
I'm going to get more than what I want. Hey, come on,
yes.
somebody. I'm going to get more than what I can ask for. I'm going to even get
yes.
more than what I'm believing for. Because
yes.
God is a God that's true to his word. And he's encouraging
yes.
us and pushing us. Ask
yes.
me for something. Try
yes.
me for something. Because I ain't going to just do what you ask for. I'm going to give you even more than what you ask
yes.
for. Amen.
Yes.
So I thank God today as I make a decree in the name of Jesus. I decree that my family is saved according to the living word of the living God, that
yes.
I be saved, that my whole house
yes.
shall be saved. So I decree salvation
yes.
unto my children, to my grandchildren,
yes.
and to my great-grandchildren.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree in the name of Jesus that I lack nothing, I want nothing, because I serve a God that supplied all of my needs according
yeah.
to his riches and his glory.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that I am healed. Hallelujah. By
yeah.
your strength, I am healed.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus,
yeah.
I decree healing unto my family. I decree healing
yeah.
unto my body. In the name of Jesus,
yeah.
Father, I thank you, because your word says that the
yeah.
healing is the children's bread, and I receive
yeah.
the children's bread in the name of Jesus. I
yeah.
decree long life. I decree good health.
Yeah.
I decree
yeah.
nothing missing, nothing lacking, more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
I decree a greater anointing, hallelujah, a greater
hallelujah.
Anointing to destroy the yoke of the bondages in Jesus' name. I decree
yeah.
the word of the living God up over myself, up over my family, up over my children, up over my grandchildren,
yeah.
up over my neighborhood and the community that I live in the name of Jesus. Father,
Jesus.
I thank you, God, that I'm the lender, I'm not the borrower, I'm the head, I'm not the
Amen.
Tail.
Yes. Amen.
Now, my children are blessed. Good God Almighty, I decree the word of the living God up over my life, up over my children's life. Hallelujah,
yes.
God, and the word that God is watching over to see that it be performed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Glory to God. Ha. Yay.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. I decree a brand
yes.
new year. All the old
yes.
things have passed away. I decree
yes.
brand new everything in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus name. Thank
Jesus
you, Jesus.
Name.
Glory
Hallelujah.
God.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I am looking
Ooh.
Forward to the things that God
yes.
has set before me. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm looking forward to the things that God has set for my family. Hallelujah. You're talking about fulfilled promises and manifested blessings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to them and some, because that's what his word
Amen.
Says that he's going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I have asked. So I'm looking to receive the manifested
Amen.
Blessings in this upcoming
Amen.
Year. God bless you. God
Amen.
You.
God bless you. And I stand in agreement with you in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy
hallelujah.
Spirit. I whip out
Thank
my
you,
prophetic key in Jesus' name, and I command
oh,
by the power
Thank
of the
Jesus.
Holy Spirit that so shall it
yes,
be established
God.
On earth as it is
Thank
in heaven
you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. In the name
Thank
of
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
I
you,
speak
Jesus.
It. And I stand in agreement with you
yes,
that
Lord
everything,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, that was promised
Thank you,
to you,
Jesus.
That everything, hallelujah, and I just hear the Lord saying that your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah,
Ooh, hallelujah
Lord.
God. Thank
I hear
you,
the Lord
Jesus.
Saying beauty for ashes. I shed
yes,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Restoration,
you,
restoration.
Yes, hallelujah.
Beauty. For ashes. In the name of
thank
Jesus.
God.
Father, I thank you and I praise you and I honor you and I worship you and I stand in agreement
oh,
with the boundaries. Praise God that you're going to do it, Father.
Hallelujah.
Do it for your
thank
voice,
you,
Father.
Jesus.
Do it, Father God, that, sh- that she
God.
Would know, Father God, when you get finished blessing her, God,
yes,
that she would
Lord
know
Jesus.
Without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you was
thank
always
you,
for her, that you had never left her nor you forsook
never
her.
Left.
And God, I stand in agreement that everything
thank
she
you,
declared
Jesus.
And decreed on tonight, that it shall come to pass in Jesus'
thank
name.
You,
God
Jesus.
Bless you. God bless
you. God bless you. Thank you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
You're welcome, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May. Yes, we are in agreement and in prayer with you as well. Brother and Sister Hembrick, you're up on the network. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless God, you.
Yeah, amen. God, I thank you tonight, God. I praise your name tonight, God. I glorify
yes.
your name tonight, God. I lift up the name of Jesus tonight, God. No weapon
yes.
formed against me shall prosper, oh God. God,
yes.
I come up, God, I come up against anything that's trying to attack me right now in the name
Ooh.
Of Jesus. My body, my strength, Father God. Everything that's trying to come up against me, Father God, my health, God, my finances, God, everything, God, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, God, because I know that, God, that you are in control, God, and I know that you can take care of everything. You can do all things because with you all things are possible, God, and I just thank you tonight, God. I just glorify you tonight, God. I ask you, Lord, that you just lift up my family, God. In the name of Jesus, God, lift up my wife tonight, God. Oh, Father God, give her the strength, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Father God, let her not worry about anything but keep her mind focused on you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you, God. I ask you, Lord, that you would lead me and guide me. And Father God, as we move forward in the year of 2021, God, I'm looking forward to 2021. I believe that good things is about ready to happen. The door is going to open wide. Father God, it's like I said the other week, how the doors is going to open. I believe that the doors are going to open, and I believe they're going to open, Father God, and they'll never be shut again. Hallelujah to your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I just thank you tonight, God. God, I just praise you tonight, God, and I just glorify you tonight, God. I just pray, God. I pray for my brothers and my sisters, oh, Father God. I pray for my nieces and my nephews, Father God. I pray for my neighbors, Father God. I pray for this community that we live in, oh, God. God, I pray for my in-laws, oh, God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. I pray for my neighbors, oh, God. Oh, God, touch them tonight, God. Oh, God, touch them. Go in their homes tonight, God, and heal their feeble bodies, oh, Lord. Oh, God, the ones that don't know you tonight, God, I ask that you touch them and let them know that let them know that they can be saved too, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, touch them with the touches of your Holy Spirit tonight, God. Oh, God, they need you tonight, God. Oh, God, we need you right here in this house tonight, God. God, we ask you tonight, God, that you continue to bless us and keep us, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, 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 Father God. I declare and I decree, Father God, for everything that we touch from here on out, Father God, will turn to gold, Father God. Everything that we touch, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we won't want for anything, Father God. Oh, Father God, we be more of a giver, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on us, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we need you in every step that we take, Father God, every walk, Father God. We need you, Father God, to see, Father God. Father God, we need you to walk, Father God. Oh, God, we need you every time that we open our eyes, God. While we're asleep, we still need you, God. Oh, God, you're an awesome God. God, you're a magnificent God. God, you are so worthy tonight to be praised, oh, God. Oh, God, we just come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're just awesome tonight, God. Oh, God, you just mean so much to us in our life, Father God. Oh, God, I pray that you bless this ministry, Father God, that it will go reach the towns, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, I just thank you, Father God. And, oh, God, I ask, Lord, that you will touch our ministry, Father God, that it will go leaps and bounds, oh, Father God. Oh, God, I just feel something's got ready to break up, breakthrough, Father God. Oh, Father God, I feel a breakthrough, Father God. I feel miracles, Father God. I feel joy, Father God. I feel happiness, Father God. I feel more love, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. My hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're just so worthy tonight to be praised, God. And I just come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. I give you all my all, God. All my all in all, God. You are my way maker. You are my provider. You are my Abba Father, God. And I love you, God. And I thank you, Father God, for what you have done for me in my life, how you have turned my life around. Oh, God, I thank you for that, God, because you're just so awesome, God. You're just so awesome, God. Only you could have done that. Father God. I couldn't have done it by myself, Lord. I needed your help, Father God. And you saw fit to help me, God. And I'm so thankful, God. And I'm so grateful, God. Oh, God, I just lift up your name every chance that I get, Father God. I always say the name of Jesus. Every time I say the name of Jesus, oh, it's just something just get deep down in my sanctified soul. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, glory, hey, glory, oh, glory, God. I thank you in Jesus' precious name that I pray, Lord. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Powerful prayer. Glory to God. And I stand in agreement with you and your beautiful wife, Prophetess Hembrick. I love her so much. I did get you guys Christmas greetings. And I thank God for you guys. And I stand in agreement with both of you all in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Spirit that everything that you pray for on tonight, that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. And I whip out my prophetic key in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command the golden key that God has given me. I open up every closed door that the enemy has shut in your face. And I open it up with the key. Hallelujah. And I command,
hallelujah,
that door of health, good health will open, that the door of prosperity will open, hallelujah, that the door of a sound mind will open in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I command by the power of God that the promises that were spoken over your life 10 years ago, I hear the Lord say 10 years ago, he made you a promise. It was something you prayed for. And I hear the Lord saying that in this season of your life, that it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. God bless you.
God bless you.
Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, amen, amen. We're in agreement, full agreement with Brother Hembrick and Brother and Sister Hembrick. We love you so much in Jesus' name. Father God in heaven, I want to thank you for who you are, Father God, for my household right now, Father God. Thank you for who you are, Father God. We thank you for your son, Father God, who was born. rose and died and rose again for us, Father God. So we thank you.
Yeah.
You're sitting at the right hand of the Father in Jesus' name. But right now, Father God, I cover my entire family, Father God. Right now, starting with my wife, Father God, I cover my wife in the name of Jesus, Father God, for all of her needs right now, Father God, both physically, mentally, and spiritually right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I cover my daughter right now in the name of Jesus, Father, Katrina. I cover her right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that she'll be kept from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, I cover my son, Kevin, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, right now that his mind be safe, Father God, that he'll be bold, Father God, in the things of you right now, and that he'll have courage and have all the things that he needs for his life right now, Father God. So we thank you that you cover him from all hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, also cover my three granddaughters right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that be a bubble of protection in the name of Jesus, a bubble of protection around them right now, Father God, and the families that are with them right now in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. So we thank you in advance, Father God, for what you're doing in their lives, Father God. We thank you also for the doors that are coming open, Father God, in all areas that you've already given us, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just pray that that expand. Everything that you've given us already, Father, just expands out, Father God. It expands even more. It expands out, Father God, to where you want it to be in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you, Father God, right now in advance. We thank you for the use of the technology, Father God. May it expand for our needs and to your glory, Father God. I pray for all the knowledge, Father, information, Father God, you've given us thus far to use the technology, get your word out, Father God, to get the service out, Father, to serve others and to help others, Father God. That is the goal today, is to be able to do that and continue to do that. So we thank you in advance, Father God, for that opportunity to serve others and to help others to get their word out, to get their business out, to get their ideas out, Father God, to get their personal needs out, Father God, to get their growth out. Whatever it takes, Father God, to get them to another level, we ask that you use us, Father God. Use us for your glory. Use us for your need, Father God, to make your people, help your people to grow in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now. We thank you for what you're doing later, Father God. We thank you for this year ending. We also thank you for the new year coming in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. So we thank you, Father, for all things. And we look forward to hearing and seeing and being more, Father God, to the future, for the future of our own personal lives, and then for our neighbors and for our nation, for our state, for our city, Father God. May we have more impact this upcoming year, Father God, starting right now in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. And Father God, we pray that our people that we are influencing with, that they come to know you even more, Father God. And we also pray for boldness, pray for tenacity in your word, boldness in your word, Father God. And also reading the word, Father, we pray for that people more read your word and be involved in your word each and every day. And most of all, Father God, believe that you will do what your word has said. And we give you all the praise and the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Thank you.
I stand in agreement with you, Dr. Vaughn, you and your wife and your family. I stand in agreement and I pray that God will enlarge your territories in the name of Jesus. I speak enlarged territories, expanded borders in the name of Jesus. And whatever it is that's blocking, the enemy is trying to block your success. He's trying to block your reach, your outreach. But tonight I bind and I rebuke and I pull down every stronghold on tonight that's trying to stop your reaching, your growth, and your outreach in the name of Jesus. And it's trying to stop your influence. I speak influence. God is going to expand your influence in 2021 in the name of Jesus. I speak that your influence will grow, that you won't have to reach out to keep reaching out to folks, that they will start reaching out to you like never before, and that you will be so booked, that you will be so packed that I would even have to come running you down in the name of Jesus. I command by the power of the Holy Spirit that your business will expand, that your business will prosper, that your business will grow. I command by the power of the Holy Spirit that not just in the natural realm, but even in the spiritual realm, that God will begin to take you to a whole nother dimension in the name of Jesus. But God keeps sending me back to the natural, saying that I want you to speak wealthy places. place into his life. I speak that God is going to allow you to walk into a walking place. I speak contracts, negotiations, and that the no's will try to begin to turn to yeses in the name of Jesus. And I stand by, amen, and I stand in agreement with you and your wife and your children and your family in the name of Jesus, that even in your family unit, that it will begin to get tighter, amen, that you guys will begin to get even closer in the name of Jesus. But and when that begins to happen, God said that he is going to, God said he is going to allow other things to fall into place for you in your life. He said 2021 is going to be your year. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to go running folk down. But in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that 2021 will be your year, that you will begin to see the promises of God being fulfilled in your life. And I whip out my prophetic key. I whip out my golden key right now, and I unlock every closed door. I unlock every no and command it to become a yes in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, because of your faithfulness. Amen. Because of your faithfulness to the things of God, because of your faithfulness, even when you don't see the result, you still keep going. And I say, when I think about Abraham, when God made Abraham a promise, and he didn't see it manifested, he was, what, 100 years old. But I pray in Jesus' name that you don't have to be 100 for yours to manifest. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, matter of fact, I declare and I decree, because I have the power, I have the authority, and I have the dominion to be able to declare and to walk in boldness and authority and to decree that it shall be so and established on earth as it is in heaven, in your life, in your family's life, in your wife's life, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. I receive all of that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Back to you, Doc.
So, I want to thank God that we made it. This is the last Monday of the year, you guys. We made it. With all that has been going on out here, you know, some of our people that we ran with or grew up with and did ministry work, they didn't make it. You know, some have passed away this year. I know I've lost a few people this year that was very close and dear to my heart. And it wasn't just COVID. You know, some died for other reasons. But, and I've lost some things this year. Amen. But I'm still here. And if that's your testimony on tonight, you ought to just take some time and just give God some glory and give God some praise and give him some honor and thank God. You know, what comes to my mind, it could have been me, outdoors, with no home, no shoes, no clothes. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me. Hallelujah. If you could just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul should shout out hallelujah, because it could have been you. Hallelujah. It could have been me. And I just thank God that I'm still here, that I'm still standing. So as we go into 2021, I'm not going to say that we're not going to experience craziness, because it's going to be some craziness that we're going to see happening in government and things of that nature in our country. But I want you to be encouraged and to know that God cannot lie. Whatever he promised you, it will come to pass. He will do what he said he's going to do. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can even ask for or think, according to the power, oh, Rabbi, speak, hey, hallelujah, that worketh in you. So when you feel like things ain't happening, look at the power within you. If you feel like you need to be strengthened, you need to pray and command that the gift will be stirred up and remind God of his word and speak exceedingly, abundantly, above. God, you said that you're going to do it exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can even ask or even think, according to the power. I tell you, every time I think about that word power, the Holy Spirit just start doing something. Power. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is about to empower some folks in 2021 that you would be able to walk through in a fire, in a storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The power of God is going to be manifested in some of you all. You're going to be walking in an anointing that is so great, so mighty, so powerful. My God, some of you are going to be walking past people with HIV and people with other diseases, and just from you walking past them, they're going to be healed. They're not going to even realize. They're going to go to the doctor. The doctor's going to say they're healed, and they're going to ask the doctor, "What you say, I'm healed?" Hallelujah. All because you was in their presence. Glory to God. The power that worketh in you. The power is the power of the Holy Spirit. My God, hallelujah. So we got to give God some praise and thank him that we made it over. I believe by faith, hallelujah, that everything that God said belongs to you and to me, it shall come to pass. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. Hey, Happy New Year! God bless you. But
I won't get comfortable. I won't get better. I know that you've got bigger for me. But today I say by faith, something big is about to happen. Something big's about to happen to me. Yeah, I realize that I can't stay this side. For every season there is a higher dimension. I won't always be in this place. But the day I say by faith, something big
is about to happen to me.
I know it is. Declaration, say, I declare I'm going higher. I declare I'm in.
gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been another broadcast of Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our 2020 last edition coming up tonight. It is it. The next time you hear this broadcast will be in the new year, Lord willing, in 2021. God bless you. And let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise as we go out for another time. Just got to give him enough praise. Can't give him enough. God bless you. This is Ben, Straight to the Point. We'll see y'all later. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.